Back on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM. This is Coach's Corner live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. A quick update from Dort, Iowa, that being down in Sioux Center, Iowa. Dakota State University Lady Tees basketball up 42-35 at the half. The women's team on top at halftime. Then the men's game will fall afterwards with the Dakota State University men's basketball team also taking on Dort in a doubleheader down in Sioux Center, Iowa. Also a final over at the field house in the JV match. Presentation College sneaking out a win over the Dakota State University women's volleyball junior varsity team on a three-set win as well. After dropping the opening set, the Trojans won the first set 25-21 before Presentation rallied for the next two sets 25-19 and 25-20. We'll be sure to update you throughout the evening and also online at AmazingMadison.com. Trojan volleyball and also Trojan basketball as well. Back on Coach's Corner, and of course a weekly return for head football coach of Dakota State University, that being Josh Anderson, and also joining us in studio, defensive line coach for the Trojans, and also no stranger to KJAM, Coach Alex Glover as well. Gentlemen, thank you for coming on the show this week.
Well, you're very welcome.
Oh yeah, it's great to be here.
Absolutely, gentlemen. And starting off here, Coach Anderson, last week, unfortunately, not a great start for you and your picks as well. A bold prediction once again. I got to pull out the sheet here from last week. Not exactly the greatest week for you. You went boldly with a 12-1 prediction. You finish out 8-5. Yeah. Meanwhile, Kurt Bakey, Jacob Giles, and also myself, we finished 10-3 last week.
There you go.
You went all in on your Chicago Bears, and they made a run at it against New Orleans. You can't fault them for that. And unfortunately, an injury too for the Bears, Zach Miller, and boy, that was not a pretty one
Not a good injury. It was a touchdown. They took it away from him, and then they had the special teams issue where
that's just brutal.
They ended up getting back on the offense and scoring a touchdown. So, you know, those special teams can cost you a game. You know, we found that out as well this Saturday. But what a terrible situation. Those refs. It's good, honestly. As a college coach, it's good to see that the refs can screw up even when they got video review.
Absolutely.
And still get it wrong. That's unfortunate and obviously a dang shame when a guy ruins his probably his career, but for sure his season with the injury that Zach Miller had. That just looked painful.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate as well. You're talking, you kind of alluded it to just a moment ago. Last week, a loss for your Trojan football team, number 15 Dickinson State, 28-25. A bit of a tale of two halves, it certainly seemed. Offense was moving right down the field in that first half for your football team. Second half, then it was Dickinson State who took over with a much stronger running attack. You know, just wasn't in your favor that day. You know, what else did you take away from that loss against the Blue Hawks?
Well, all in all, you know, just the fact that we were nationally ranked and playing another nationally ranked team at home. What an exciting game, playing for the conference championship in front of our fans. And so to be able to be in games like that, because obviously for many, many, many years, it's been 19 years since the Trojans had an opportunity to be a conference champs in 1998. And then the one before that was in 1993. They were out in Black Hill State and kind of got hosed over by a ball placement. They put the ball down, then the ref went and grabbed it, marched it 3 yards back. So they took the first down away, and it was a big deal. People around here that know still talk about that, and was very unfortunate because it was such a big deal because Kelly Morager is from Madison, and he was their gunslinger out there and just had a phenomenal career for Black Hill State. But so there was just a lot that was behind that game and a chance to go to the playoffs. And so, you know, no different than this situation, obviously. What a game, though. You know, it came down to some special teams issues more than anything with the fake punt that they got and then the three field goals that they blocked. And, you know, if those things don't happen, you know, obviously offense and defense is going to have issues and going to have good days and bad days and moments and plays. And that's part of the game, but boy, you hope that you really narrow down your special teams and you come out with at least that win in your three phases, you know, and we just didn't. And we've been doing really, really good all year. We've been having special teams player of the week just about every week and doing well, just you know what? We faced another team that put a lot of emphasis in their special teams, and they got us.
Yeah, that they did. Dickinson State improving to 8-1 in the year and also taking the conference championship in the process. Now kind of moving forward a little bit, Coach, got two games remaining this season, starting with Mayville State this Saturday as well. Going to be a bit of a different team than we saw earlier this year, winning on the score of 48-16 at Trojan Field. But Mayville State, a little bit lagging in with some injuries, a lot of new play, seeing a lot of new faces, just looking at the numbers as well. You know, just taking a look back at that win, I'm sure there's a lot of things that have kind of changed over from that win earlier this year and also going against Mayville State here on Saturday as well.
Well, I can tell you on the defensive side of the ball for Mayville, they've ran four different defenses since we've played them, so it's almost a defense by week. So we're preparing for 5 to 6 different looks that we could possibly get. They got to run one of them. And, you know, I know those coaches are just trying to do what's best for their team with the personnel that they have, and so they're trying to shake things up as well. And, you know, trying to get an advantage with just mixing things up defensive-wise, because if you practice all week with one defense, you come out and run another one, that's tough on an offense. So, but at this point in the season, we've seen so many different defensive looks that we're ready for them all. We're able to handle it, and we're a veteran crew ourselves. So offensively, I feel good about that. Defensively, yeah, they're missing some starters on offense. They got their quarterback still, which obviously,
yeah, they do.
You know, that's a really good athletic quarterback. And I feel like defensively we're good. We don't have a lot of injuries on our defensive side of the ball that are going to affect us, and so looking for a good day from our defense, offense, and special teams again. Get right back in the saddle. And I love the attitude of the team. You know, nobody's really down or kicking a can or anything like that. We're actually having a good up-tempo week of practice, and things are good. You know, we want to finish strong. We want to win this game. We want to win the next game, regardless of who it is, obviously, to finish a really good season on a high note, going into the offseason feeling good.
Absolutely, and also bringing in defensive line coach Alex Glover and Coach Anderson talking about the defense. In that win over Mayville State, defensive line for your Trojans, Coach Glover, was able to limit the ability of Creighton Fowle, the Mayville State quarterback. You know, kind of forced him out of the pocket, wasn't able to get a whole lot of plays downfield, and also was able to force a fair amount of turnovers in that win against Mayville.
Yeah, and we want to do a lot of the same, you know, this week too. We're going to give them a lot of different looks. We're going to be, twisting and moving all over the place. And, the one thing that we didn't do a great job of last time we played them is, we didn't do a great job of keeping them in the pocket. Now, we did do a good job getting pressure from time to time, but we weren't overly consistent with it. And so we want to do a good job this week of really just shoring things up, making sure everybody is in the right place, doing their job, working as a unit, working as a complete 11 out there on the field. Like Coach Anderson talked about, you know, we've seen a lot of different looks all year long, but there's still things defensively that we always need to work on as well. And we need to continue to do a better job, you know, hitting home with our pressures, hitting home with our twists, being more explosive, doing, you know, little technique things week by week that, you know, even week 10 of the season, week 11 of the season, we still have little things we need to work on. So again, like you talked about, you know, they have a great quarterback back there. Sure, they're down in other spots, but, you know, they've got some good skill players as well. So again, you know, we've got to make sure that we show up, you know, with our game faces ready to play as well. Again, you know, I'm sure you'll talk about it, but we're expecting nothing but fantastic weather up there with like 4 inches of snow. And So we got to come ready to play. We got some guys that no different than any other team from California, Texas, that haven't seen anything other than 75-degree weather. So they're out there freezing their butt off. And so they got to show up ready to play just like we do. And hopefully come out with a victory again.
And speaking of that weather, too, definitely I'm no stranger to Mayville, North Dakota. I have a lot of family that's from the Mayville area originally. I have cousins. I have uncles. I have aunts that have attended Mayville State University. That's both how my parents met, where they were both from Mayville. They're Mayville alums as well. Okay. So I got a fair amount invested in this game as
got
well.
Got some side bets going on, dude?
Well, maybe. We'll see what happens.
So why didn't you go to Mayville then?
See, the thing was, it was just a little too small for me is the thing. I went to Southwest Minnesota State University.
I was just going to say, good thing you went to huge old SMSU.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was just the right size. It's just the next step up. You know, I went to a parallel of extremes. I visited University of North Dakota, and then I also visited Mayville State University. Don't worry, I visited NDSU as well.
Man.
But wasn't really the right fit. Then I visited Southwest State, and just right as Goldilocks.
Just side note going off that. I just want to preface all this. Coach Anderson obviously is going to hoop and holler about North Dakota State at some
of course.
Point throughout this because that's just what he does 100 times on a daily basis. but I'm from Elkton, South Dakota, so I've been to a lot of South Dakota State games, and they're going to blow out NDSU this week.
Ooh, bold.
Are we talking soccer?
No, listen, we don't. No, you know what we're talking
talking
about.
Talking soccer?
We're, you know what we're talking
that
about.
Ain't happening. That ain't happening.
Of course, that's the Dakota Marker game that's coming up. SDSU getting the win last year over NDSU, and again, probably a whole lot of side parlays going on this week on multiple levels as well. Coach Glover, just really quick, too. You know, this year we've had a fair amount of your defensive line on the show. We've had Kurt Bakey. We've had Ron Tortorello. Absolutely wonderful to have those guys come in and talk a little bit. You know, just this defensive line as a whole, we start at the beginning of the year. You're talking about this defensive line, a lot of young guys, but again, a lot of athletic kids, too. Moving parts just in and out. And I just want to kind of understand, you know, your kind of philosophy when it comes into within each situation to run out which guys at each point of it seems like each play there's guys just kind of coming in and out of that lineup.
Yeah, you know, and one great thing that I would say we have this year that we haven't necessarily had in the past. Last year we had a couple guys, you know, our starting lineup that were great players that was really hard to take them out of the lineup because, you know, there was somewhat of a drop off when we brought the next guys in. You know, Cole Potter obviously was a fantastic pass rusher, could go make just about any play you could imagine, you know, so it was really hard to take him off the field. He was a guy that played every snap of the game. You know, Darian Office was another guy, could stop the run, could stop the run at any position on the D-line, you know, and so, and we graduated, you know, quite a few guys from last year. So now this year, going into this year, we knew that we needed to add depth. We knew that there wasn't necessarily going to be a Cole Potter per se in the group that was going to be a do-it-all guy that could be out there every snap. So we did our job in recruiting and added a lot of depth. So now we have guys, you know, we're 9, 10, 11 deep to where we've got a run-stopping group. We've got a pass-rushing group. We've got a group third and long. We got to get back there type of thing. You know, if we're going to blitz and we need to slant, you know, we've got guys for that too. So, you know, kind of going off what you're saying, you know, Kurt Bakey's kind of the guy this year where, you know, he can do a lot of everything. So I don't take him off the field a whole lot. Darby Neal's a guy that's great, you know, being the strong side D end, stopping the run. Mike McAllister's a guy that can come in. If I got to get a pass rush, he's going to get back there for me. LeVar Colbert's a guy that's really good in situations where we've got a blitz or twist. He's going to be that guy that's going to slant across your face and you can't block him. John Trout's a guy that we're going to put in a one technique, take on a double team, and you're not going to be able to move him. You know, and we've got a whole bunch of other moving parts. Montana Jackson as a freshman, you know, can come in and play that interior spot as well and do a lot of great things. You know, so like you said, it's a lot of guys, a lot of moving parts. And I promise there's a method to the madness. I try to act like I know what I'm doing at all times, but and I hope it looks that way when you're watching it. But yeah, it's been great. Like I said, we in years past we haven't had the depth, you know, and now we do to be able to have all those different groups. And so far I've had a lot of success with it.
Absolutely, and always one of my favorite names to say whenever he's on the field, Montana Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
Just a name that just rolls right off the tongue, and especially one of my favorite players to say on the game as well when he's out there on the field trying to make plays as well. Gentlemen, let's get into more serious business.
Here we go.
With these weekly picks. I hope you brought your game faces, doing a little bit of research beforehand. It's time for the NFL Week 9 picks. Are we ready for this?
Born
yeah,
ready.
Yeah. I'm going to get back in that 12-1 race.
We'll certainly hope so, because last week you went out there, you threw it on the ledge, Coach Anderson, and, well, you fell flat into the quarry underneath as well. But that's neither here nor there. This week is a new week, starting things off. NFL Week 9 picks. Whole cast of characters off this week. Coach Anderson's Bears. We got the Chicago, not Chicago Browns, but the Cleveland Browns off this week, along with the Los Angeles Chargers, Minnesota Vikings, New England Patriots, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's going to be a lot of fans out there that just have nothing to watch on Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
Especially with the Vikings and the Patriots, I'm going to be lost. I'm literally going to be confused the entire day.
I agree. There's a lot of who cares picks on here.
Exactly. It's at this point, it's going to be a garbage week. We're going to start off with the Thursday night game, Buffalo at the New York Jets. The Buffalo Bills 5-2, New York Jets 3-5. Now, last year, if this was the Color Rush game, this was dubbed the colorblind game as well, because it certainly ruffled a lot of feathers in that community as well. So hopefully they kind of learned from last year's mistakes with Buffalo and New York. The Jets going with all green, the Bills going all red. Let's just dive right into it. Coach Glover, who'd you go with this week?
I went with the Bills.
Yeah, it's a solid pick as well, Coach Anderson.
I can't wait to not watch this game tomorrow night, but absolutely. I did pick the Jets just because they had it. They almost beat the Falcons. So
that they did. They almost beat the Falcons.
Starting to come around, so they're at home. Are they? Went with the Jets.
I went with the Bills this week. I think Buffalo's just one of those teams. They're sneaky at 5-2 right now. That defense is kind of
just
turned
trade for
around.
Kelvin Benjamin too.
Exactly. They got Kelvin Benjamin in another surprise trade. That Carolina is just moving guys left and right, and just moving some of those receivers. Certainly, I'm going to go with Buffalo this week as well. Then in the get things started on Sunday, Indianapolis Colts at the Houston Texans. Colts 2-6. Houston is 3-4. Coach Anderson, who'd you go with?
Another garbage game, but
it's the AFC South. Nobody cares.
Right. I went with the Texans again. I just went with the home team when I'm really not sure what to do here.
Exactly. Coach Glover?
I really like what Jacoby Brissett is doing for the Colts, but he's got Joe Haig from NDSU blocking for him. I'm going to go with
Texans. Ooh, there you go. Throwing a little shade there as well. Jacoby Brissett, a former Tom Brady flunky. Another one.
Learn nothing.
A proud former member of the Brady.
I was just going to say, we forgot to ask you about Brian Hoyer.
That. We'll talk about that as well. Former member of the Tom Brady Clipboard Holders Association. Proud since 2000 as well. Looking at the next matchup, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New Orleans Saints. NFC South. Oh, we skipped a game, Excuse me. We'll digress and move back with the Cincinnati Bengals at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jags 4-3 at home against the Cincinnati Bengals at 3-4. Coach Glover, who'd you go with?
Jaguars in a blowout. Fournette's back. That defense is too good. They're going to win.
All right. I like that. Coach Anderson?
Yeah, I'm done with the Bengals. I like the Jaguars, and that defense is just fun to watch.
Absolutely. That's going to be a clean sweep. I went with the Jags as well. Cincinnati trying to get rid of their backup. It can't even do that right. Cleveland. Struggle bus on multiple levels. Couldn't even get the paperwork in time to get A.J. McCarron at the trade deadline yesterday as well. That's probably the most Cleveland thing Cleveland could do in that situation. But again, that's a whole nother book that we have to read about another time. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New Orleans Saints. Saints 5-2. Tampa Bay 2-5. I'm going to go out here and say, do we all go with the Saints this week? Or
yep.
That sounds like a clean sweep. Saints moving on to take a further reach in that NFC South. That's kind of open at this point of the year. Los Angeles Rams at the New York Giants. 1-6 Giants. Rams coming in at 5-2. I went with Rams this week. Coach Anderson, who'd you go with?
Yeah, I went with the Rams. The Giants are only good enough to beat the Coach Hoddle Broncos this year. So.
Ooh, that is very true. Yeah, Coach Hoddle's got to love that. Who knows? Maybe New York will be a one-win team, and then Coach Hoddle's just got to take a look at his whole life. It's like, we lost to a team that had one win, and we were that win.
Coach Hoddle does need to get his life together.
That he does. Yeah. I can imagine, but I'm not going to dive into that as well. Coach Glover, who'd you go with?
I went with the Rams as well.
Went with the Rams as well. It's a clean sweep right there. Atlanta Falcons at the Carolina Panthers, and I picked this one well in advance of the big trade. Kelvin Benjamin being traded to Buffalo. I went with the Panthers this week. Coach Glover, who'd you go with?
I went with the Panthers as well.
Okay, that's not bad.
I went with the Panthers. This is a big rivalry game, and I have a feeling that the Panthers will be playing well.
Yeah. I think so, too.
I think the Panthers at home are going to win that one.
Yeah. And especially since I have Devin Funchess on my fantasy football team, and they get rid of Benjamin, and it's just like, okay, now maybe you'll start seeing the ball just a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I could certainly use a boost after losing back-to-back weeks in fantasy. Next matchup, we got the 3-4 Denver Broncos on the road at the 7-1 Philadelphia Eagles, gangrene up north, the Dirty Birds of the North. Coach Anderson, fist pumping, just raising the roof.
Best quarterback in the league. Just guy can't be touched, so it's all Eagles all day long.
Yeah, I went with the Eagles as this one as well. And I also will probably be sporting my Carson Wentz jersey on Sunday My dad actually got me.
Did you get that out of the sales bin?
What's that? Salesman? I believe it's on clearance.
The number one sales jersey in the nation, Ben? Yeah, that's the one.
Coach Glover, who'd you go with?
I went with the Eagles, but only because I hate the Broncos.
Well, of course. This one, another one, it's just like, all right, I'm going to have to pick somebody in this one.
And they just trade for Jay Ajayi, too. So
this is also true. Another big trade.
That team's going to be unbelievable.
Just coming out of left field. Yeah. I thought, Philly was set with running backs. Let's throw Jay Ajayi in there. and get him involved and see what happens. Next matchup, we got the 4-4 Baltimore Ravens at the 4-3 Tennessee Titans. I'm gonna go with Coach Glover here for this first pick.
I'm just gonna make my pick here. I'll make my pick here for the rest of the season as well. The Ravens will not lose another game.
We have this recording as well. We'll be sure to post it on our website as well.
They got Alex Collins here at running back, who's going to be breakout star of the NFL this year. You heard me.
Who?
He's better than any NDSU running back. He's going to be breakout player of the NFL this year. Going to have a great rest of the season. Going to lead those guys to the playoffs and lead them to the Super Bowl.
Ooh, even going a little bit further in there as well. I like it, Coach Anderson.
Okay. Now listen, I took the Tennessee Titans just because I can't pick the Ravens because of what you just heard. The nonsense just came out of his mouth. I really wish the Ravens were playing the 49ers here so I could I would have finally picked the 49ers.
I sound like a crazy NDSU fan, right?
Well, to break the separation here, Coach Glover going with the Ravens, Coach Anderson going with the Titans. I went the Ravens this week as well, and I just like the fact that Joe Flacco goes down and then the offense really turned a corner, start throwing the ball to Jeremy Maclin down the field, which is about time because he is my boy. And I love me some Jeremy Maclin. Also, at the same time, backup quarterback, Ryan Mallett, a former.
Another one.
How many are there that are playing right now?
There are a lot of them. I could probably name them all off.
Like, they just get so many picks. The Patriots get so many picks for these guys. Players for these guys.
Stockpiling.
And none of them turn out to be any good. Now, Castle was a Pro Bowler 1 year, but, like, that's it. Like, everybody else has just been awful.
No hassle with Matt Castle. Mallett's mates. I can go all day. You got Hoyer's Heroes as well. We'll talk about it. Believe me, when I was doing my college radio show, I had nicknames and hashtags for all these guys.
What was Mallett?
Mallett was Mallett's mates. Yeah, Hoyer's Heroes. You got No Hassle with Matt Castle. And never came up with one with Jacoby Brissett. I'll have to think about that one and just hear a little
probably
bit later.
Probably wasn't around long enough.
No, probably wasn't around very long for him to make a difference. But at the same time, next matchup, we're going to go Arizona Cardinals at the San Francisco 49ers. Both teams limping in. And, of course, San Francisco still winless on the season. Coach Anderson, who'd you go with?
Cards.
Going with the Cardinals. I like that. Coach Glover?
Yep, I'm going Cardinals as well.
I'm
going
to go Cardinals as well. That is a clean sweep and quite possibly starting for the Arizona Cardinals, Blaine Gabbert.
Oh, my
God. Yes, there's a name. There's a blast from the past out of the Mizzou as well.
Jacksonville Jaguar kickback.
Yes, a kickback as well. That's kind of just bounced around for quite some time. Next one, we got the Washington, quote-unquote, Redskins heading out west to take on the Seattle Seahawks. We're 5-2 on the season. I went with the Seahawks this week. Coach Glover.
I actually went with the Redskins on this one. Redskins got great run defense, get great pressure getting to the quarterback. Now, Seahawks did just add Dwayne Brown, play left tackle for him, but the rest of that Seahawk O-line's not great. I think Russell Wilson's going to get a lot of pressure in his face, and so I'm going to take Redskins.
Coach Anderson?
I'm going to go with the Seattle Seahawks at home. Washington going across the country has proven to not be good.
And no, it is not.
Simply that. That's it.
All right. That's a solid choice right there. Next one in the afternoon on the Sunday, 3 o'clock games and continuing the Kansas City Chiefs, as Coach Anderson puts it, 6-2, taking on the 4-3 Dallas Cowboys. This one, I had to take a step back and really do some soul searching on this one. I went with Kansas City this week. Coach Anderson.
I wanted to take the Chiefs. I don't know. I don't like the Cowboys. There's not one thing I like about them, but
exactly. My
gut was telling me to go with the Cowboys.
Okay, that's very respectable. I really, really had to do some soul searching on this one. Coach Glover?
I picked up Alfred Morris in anticipation of Ezekiel getting suspended. So I want him to do well, but I think the Chiefs are going to win that one.
All right, definitely respectable. At the same time, Kansas City, definitely with Kansas City this week. Then the Sunday night game, Oakland Raiders 3-5 at the Miami Dolphins, who are 4-3. They get rid of Jay Ajayi, so it's just going to be whoever at this point. Joe Bag of Donuts out of the first row who's selling probably mini donuts and at Miami as well. I went with Oakland this week, Coach Glover.
I went Oakland as well. Miami, I just heard a thing earlier today that statistically is the worst 4-3 team ever as far as point differential at this point in the season. So
I saw
that
too.
Losing Jay Ajayi, and they're pretty much down to like their 17th string quarterback. Coach Anderson's going to be playing there pretty soon. They're going to call him up. So
better get
I'm going Raiders.
To get the Ben Gay out so I can sling it 7 yards down the field.
There you go. Coach Anderson, who'd you go with?
I went with the Raiders. I wanted to pick the Miami Dolphins right away, but then after hearing you guys talk about Jay Adai leaving and, of course.
What did you just call him?
Jay Adai. Jabai Adai.
All right.
Abadijah. Whatever that guy's name is.
Alrighty.
Yeah. He's irrelevant to me. I picked the Raiders.
Now you picked the Raiders as well. That's perfectly all right. Then on Monday night, then we got ourselves an NFC North matchup. Detroit Lions coming into Lambeau Field to take on the Green Bay Packers. I went the Lions this week, Coach Glover.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Bart Starr ain't walking through that door to play quarterback.
No, he is not.
Packers, so.
No, he is not. Neither is Don Majakowski, Magic Man.
This is a dilemma for me because, number one, I don't want to go with the Lions because Coach Miller is extremely flamboyant.
I get it. I mean, I don't like Coach
exactly.
Miller.
Exactly. There's no way nobody wins out of this.
There is absolutely no way I could ever, even with old Bart Starr showing
exactly.
up. There's no way I could ever pick the Packers. I just can't do it. So I went with the Lions.
You went with the Lions as well. That's a clean sweep for the Monday night game. Detroit Lions over the Green Bay Packers as well. That concludes our NFL Week 9 picks. And, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in studio and providing us some knowledge on multiple levels as well and some entertainment at the same time.
Oh, you know it. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Coach Garner, his wife Barb, and the whole entire family.
Yes, please.
Very happy to hear that surgery went well and things are going well with recovery. Just going to be a matter of time. I hope he's getting pampered and everything he needs. But we just I know in Trojan Nation and Madison and, of course, all his friends across the United States, certainly wish him the best. The boys are playing tonight, and hopefully they get a win for him.
Absolutely.
That would be very helpful as well. Coach Garner, absolutely. Get well soon, and we'll keep you all in our thoughts, in our prayers as well. Coach Alex Glover and Coach Josh Anderson joining us here tonight on Coach's Corner. 7 o'clock right on the dot. That's going to wrap things up here from the KJM Studios in downtown Madison. We'd like to thank Coach Glover and Coach Anderson for coming on this show tonight. And also give a big thank you to Matt Gross for joining us in the KJM Studios as well to provide some knowledge as well on Madison volleyball, Madison football, and also talking about the World Series and sports in general as well. That's going to about wrap things up here for Coach's Corner once again. We'll be sure to get this show up online as well if you missed out on tonight's live performance on AmazingMadison.com through the Coach's Corner page online as well. Of course, we got a whole bunch of activity going on here in the next couple of days. Madison volleyball tomorrow night over at the Madison High School gym. They'll be taking on Flandreau in the Region 2A semifinals. The Bulldogs just one game away from reaching the Sweet 16 once again. One match, I should say. Well, the Bulldog football team will be taking on Millbank on Friday night in the 11A semifinals. Winner goes on to the state championship game from Trojan Field as well. It is 7:01 currently our time. Wrapping things up here in downtown Madison as well. This is Coach's Corner live from the KJM Studios in downtown Madison. Wishing you all a happy Thursday night, and we'll talk to you next time. Coach's Corner, live from the KJM Studios in downtown Madison on Dakota's Best Classic Hits, KJAM.
Thanks for listening to Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and at AmazingMadison.com. Tune in next Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. for Coach's Corner on KJAM.